Welcome to Life Planning 101, brought to you by Kennedy Financial Services of Eastland. Tune in every Monday morning at 8:30 on KATX and again on Saturday morning at 9 on KATX and KWBY as Angela Robinson joins Terry Slavens to share important financial information to help you live life on purpose. Insurance, investments, estate and tax planning, and much more. All covered now on Life Planning 101.
And welcome into Life Planning 101 here on KTX KWBY. Beautiful Monday morning, and Angela Kennedy Robinson joins us as usual. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, and we've got a topic for you this morning.
I think this would be half full because this is something. Did you miss something in your retirement planning?
That's right, and in particular this in your retirement plan, because this is something that most people do. I actually, even if we're reviewing a family that has started their financial planning with another advisor, this is an often overlooked area that isn't considered. But to us, it's probably one of the most important areas to consider, and maybe it's just because we've really been doing planning since 1989. So we've been doing this for a long time. We've seen a lot over that time.
Lots
period
of estates been settled over.
That's right, lots of estates, lots of people making it through retirement, lots of widows, lots of widowers, and here we are. And so this topic, we actually wrote a great article on this. It's going to be up. You can subscribe to our weekly life lessons and get these every week, by the way. Go on our website, kennedy-financial.com, and subscribe to this, because it's going to be up in article form, and it's got some good things in here, and we've got some good resources off of this article. But here it is. Have you ever considered your marital status during retirement? You know, this isn't something people often think about. You know, you got one.
Tell people they need to get divorced.
That's right. Well, one of two things happen. You know, if you're already a single person, a divorced person, or a widowed person, you probably are maybe thinking about remarriage, or you may be thinking, no, I don't want a nurse or a person, or I don't want to be a nurse or a person, so I'm just going to sit happy. But are you considering it, that it is a what if, it is a possibility during your retirement? Or let's say that you're already married and you're saying, well, why would I need to consider my marital status in retirement? I'm married, right? Well, get you some of this. One in four of people 65 years or older were widows or widowers in 2015.
Wow.
One in four. Okay, so let's do some reverse odds here. Let's say you got to gamble, okay, and there was a 1 in 4 chance that you're going to win. You're going to play the game. And a lot of people say, well, what's the cost to play the game, right? Well, does it really matter the cost if there's a 1 in 4 chance that you may leave your spouse behind and they've got to do everything on their own?
Whew. Yeah, that's
pretty big, right?
That's huge.
Yeah. So, but do we think about that? We don't think about it at all. We're always thinking about how do we maximize our income? How do we do what we can today to be able to get retired? That's all we want to worry about, right? But the thing is that, and this is from the U.S. Census Bureau, you can actually look these stats up, 42.4% of people over 65 were single in 2015. That's almost half. It's almost half of people being single in retirement.
I wonder, do the stats show, is most of it divorce? Is it more divorce than it is widow or widower?
Well, if you've got 1 in 4 that's a widow or a widower, I'm assuming the other 1 in 4 is, or close to 1 in 4 is divorcees, right? So, or never married, right?
Right.
So, you've got pretty much, I would say, the widow or widower wins, you know, as far as the percentage base there. But that is a lot of things. So, what we're going to do on the show today is we're talking to everybody. It doesn't matter if you're single. It doesn't matter if you're married. This is for you, and this is something you need to be paying attention to. We're going to talk first about, you know, divorced, widows, or never been married, and what you need to be thinking about, because there may be some things in your plan that you're forgetting just because of your marital status. And the same goes for the people that are married already. Are you thinking about changes in your marital status as you are planning and what that could affect? And I'm going to let you know on a little secret that a lot of people aren't aware of, but it can be devastating to your spouse. So you're not going to want to miss this show. It's going to be really good. Like I mentioned, I'm sorry if I'm ruining the half glass full or you know the glass half full thing here. So, but I do have a Twitter poll before we go to the break. We want to know at KFS Life Planning, tweet us. Do you have a plan for being single in retirement? Yes or no? When we come back, let's talk about those singles, widows, widowers, and never married and see where you stand on your planning.
It's all coming up next right here on Life Planning 101 on KTX KWBY. And Life Planning 101 continues here on KTX KWBY. Did you miss this in your retirement, Angie?
Yes, that's right. Your marital status, of marital all things, status. Right? When you're doing your retirement planning.
Who would have thought? That's why people don't think
That's why people don't. Yes, exactly right. We always think of things staying status quo or getting better. Even if you are a half or glass half empty person, you think of things being status quo for the most part, right? So let's talk first. And after the break, we're going to talk to those married people, which actually you kind of have it worse. But let's talk about the single people, the people that are single today, that you're divorced, you're widowed, widower, or you just never have been married. You know, what does it look like? And the truth of the matter is you tend to be better at planning to be single in retirement because you already are. In a lot of respects. But there is something that you have probably neglected or forgot to think about, and that's how to fill your well-being gap in retirement. Okay, so I want you to think about your career over the years, your social aspects of your career, the mental aspects of your career, the physical aspects of your career. You know, we wrote a piece several years ago on retirement readiness, and it was called Will You Flunk Retirement? And it was really talking about your well-being. And this is one of the resources that if you go online, kennedy-financial.com, you can find this, and it's really good. There's actually some planning activities, and I printed off the article just as a reminder. You know, for instance, what are some activities in your career that have given you a sense of accomplishment? How are you going to fill that in retirement? What about your mind? A sense of engagement or, you know, putting your mind to a good challenge. What are you going to be doing to fulfilling that in retirement, right? Your soul. You're often contributing to something larger than yourself when you have a career. How are you going to be doing that in retirement? And what about your relationships? You know, if you were to draw a circle and put you right in the middle of that circle, and then in that inner circle, write down the names of the three people who are closest to you, and then put you another circle outside of there and write down the next three people, and then the next three people. And oftentimes when you're a single person, I would guarantee that one to two to three of those people are going to be in those first two circles of people that you work with.
Right.
So what's going to happen when you retire? You're no longer spending time with them. And this is something that we forget about. And, you know, for our parents or grandparents, this wasn't a big deal, right? You retired, you died. I hate to say it that way, but it was true. You know, you retired, you lived for 10 years and then 15 years and then gone.
Right.
Is that the case today?
No, you've got a lot of people living 20, 25 years.
No, yes, absolutely. And people want to retire younger, 55, and then they're going to live to 95. Think about that.
Wow.
That's 40 years, right? Okay, so if that happens to you, or 30 or 20, who cares?
You're going to be retired longer than you actually work.
That's exactly right. So do you think that a sense of purpose in life is important?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Have you thought about that? Have you planned on that?
Probably not.
No, not if you're retiring, because most people are thinking, I just want to get the heck out of here, right? But the truth is you have to sit here and say to yourself, if I'm looking at myself at the end of my life, what do I want to have accomplished? You have to have something to retire to, as we say, not just from something. And that is extremely important for single people, especially if you've never had children.
Right.
Especially if you've never had children. Okay. So what about this overlooked gap? Who? Okay. Who's going to be able to be there when your health begins to fail you? Because it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when it comes to your retirement, most likely, unless you get hit by a bus, right? But, you know, most likely it's when your health begins to fail you. So who's going to be helping you financially, mentally, physically during that time? Have you thought about that? Okay. In fact, it's very interesting. More single people buy long-term care insurance than married people do.
Which makes sense because
they want to be able to pay for somebody to take care of them. Isn't that interesting that, you know, here we are, do we care enough about our spouse to buy long-term care insurance so we don't leave them destitute? But we care enough about ourselves, right, to make sure we have great care. And that's the case in this picture. You know, a few years ago, and we talked about this on the show, oh my gosh, it broke my heart watching this. We actually saw a victim of elder abuse. A wonderful, intelligent woman had been very successful over her life. And she had no children. She'd always been single, you know, nothing. And she had a brother, and he was somewhat of a hippie and out of her life from a lot of retrospects. He had no children. And she had always had these couple people named on her documents. They were going to take care of her. Well, they all predeceased her. And she found a friend in the last few months of her fluidity, I guess you could say, mentally. And that friend ultimately drained her finances. Mm. And it was devastating. We went through our process of trying to figure out what was going on there and reporting things. And it's very sad. But the truth of the matter is that who wasn't filled appropriately, and that who is probably one of the most important things that you can have when you are single in retirement. And then there's the chance of marriage, a remarriage, right? And so it's easy to think rationally right now, but when you're in love, you don't think rationally. So all of this wealth that you've accumulated over your life and all of your retirement, all of your future, and especially if you have children, this can get really hairy, right? You know, you got to think about, how are you going to address this before you fall in love? And I'm serious. Have a plan before you fall in love, and this is what's going to happen. And then you abide by that plan.
Right.
You make a commitment. I don't care if you tell them on the first date and it scares them off. You got to be able to have a plan in place to be able to protect yourself and your children. You know, we actually saw a victim of that. We had one of our clients, and this is no joke, her mother had remarried, and they were not happy about this remarriage, and she had developed dementia, and the gentleman left his wedding ring next to her table, and he had drained everything she ever had and just took off. Nobody could find him.
Wow.
Yeah. So it can really happen, and it's, you know, it's unfortunate. It's very sad. So again, I guess not glass half full. But it's important to think about these things before something were to actually occur. Correct?
Sure.
Yeah. And we don't think about these things. So, you know, being single in retirement, being single today and entering retirement has its own set of challenges that we don't look at a lot. In fact, we fail to look at, maybe because we don't want to look at them, maybe because we're so worn out with our jobs and our careers, and maybe, which is most people, we're just focused on the financial aspect of retirement. But it's so much more than that. So much more than that. You know, that's why we call ourselves a life planning firm, not a retirement planning, not a financial planning firm, because this is not money. This is protecting yourself.
Life.
This is life. That's right. So when we come back, I'm going to talk to the married people. The thing you might be missing in your retirement plan when it comes to your marital status. Uh-oh, don't want to miss it.
All right, coming up next right here on Life Planning 101. Final segment already of Life Planning 101 here on KDXKWY. Angela, you're going to talk to the married folks.
Yes, that's right. And the thing that you might have missed in your retirement plan, most people have. So you shouldn't feel guilty about this, especially because it's going to make you feel guilty when you're thinking about leaving your spouse destitute. I'm just saying. But it is something that is missed a lot. And unfortunately, if you're married and you're planning for singlehood and retirement because of being a widow, or possibly even divorce, we've seen that, heaven forbid. But
divorce even after you've entered into retirement.
That's right. That's right. So
because they can't stand being around.
That's right. But your planning is even harder than those that are single. And the thing that makes it very, very difficult is because I guarantee you this. So let's say you've got retirement 5 years in the future. You know, what are you focused on right now? You're focused on figuring out how to maximize every source of income that you can.
Right.
Right? Okay. So let's think about this, though. And it's an unpleasant thought, but what if you were to die prematurely and leave your spouse behind? Did you consider that your spouse is going to lose one of y'all's Social Securities, that you have planned on for maximizing that income?
Probably not.
Probably not. Most people don't.
Yeah.
And that is really scary. Very scary. We see that a lot when we end up with a widow that comes to us because one of our clients brought them as an introduction, said, you need to get help. And they said, yeah, this is what we missed out on. We didn't do. And now I'm tight. What do I do? How do I get through this? You know, and it's unfortunate because I don't think any of us has the intention to leave our spouse in a tough spot, to leave them where they could be hurt or things could be bad, but they could. Or what about this? What about your pension income? Have you thought about that? Is it going to continue to pay? If you lost both pension and Social Security and you've maximized your investments for income.
Now, what a huge decision you have to make when it comes
yes.
to retirement time and how you're going to take that.
That's right. And I can't tell you how many people make a bad choice when it comes to that because they don't think about the fact that, oh my gosh, that's $6,000 a month and we're going to live forever. Well, they die 3 years later, and guess what the spouse gets?
Nothing.
Nothing. That's right. And that's a really scary thing. You know, the thing is when we're working, when you're actually in those working years, isn't it easy for you to think about, okay, if I die, I'm going to need to replace my income. So I need to have some life insurance set aside. Or if I were to become disabled, I need to have some disability insurance set aside to take care of my family, right? Those are things we think about.
Right.
We don't think about them when we retire. Why is that? Why is that? And the truth is that some of us have that infinite need for those same little risk hedges, such as life insurance or disability and retirement. That's called long-term care insurance, right? And we don't think about that, but it's very powerful, especially if you're maximizing your retirement income as it is. And a lot of people do. We have a lot, and I'll tell you the greatest story in the world. I love it. We have a couple, and they're in their upper 80s. And he's been ill for a long, long time, but he's at home. He's still mentally there. And they have never touched their investment assets. They've never needed to. But those investment assets were their hedge that if something were to happen to either one of them, they were going to be able to replace that Social Security
right.
or that pension income, right? Okay. And then on the flip side to that, let me tell you about a little lady that lost her husband at 70 that did the same thing, but they had maximized their investment income. She rents an apartment today.
Wow.
And she lives off about half what she did when he was alive. So I want you to think about that. That is powerful. Again, you know, and a lot of people say, well, it won't happen to me. Again, let's roll the dice. Remember that 1 in 4 chance? 1 in 4 people over the age of 65 are widowed or widowers. 1 in 4. If you're going to play the game, would you play the game to win some money if you had a 1 in 4 chance of winning money? There's a lot of you that play the lottery, and you have a lot less odds than that. A lot of people say, well, it depends. How much does it cost? Does it matter when it comes to the person that you chose to spend your life with and that you've made your vows to? Does that matter?
It should.
Yeah. You know, you should be able to say, okay, we've got to make adjustments today to be able to make sure that you're taken care of or I'm taken care of if something happens to one of us, right? It may take us working on our budget a little bit, maybe not at buying that second home, maybe not doing this, maybe not doing that, but is it worth that peace of mind to know that we're taking care of each other, right?
Yes.
Or it might just mean, okay, well, what if I take that life insurance that I've always had and convert it to a permanent policy? And then it takes pennies on the dollars to be able to protect you over the long term. You know, we don't think about the fact that there are those hedging options that you can be able to use. The big thing is addressing it. Right. And that's again, we have this little cool system. We started using it last week online. I was so excited to do this. So we had a planning software we've used for 10 years, but they've got this little feature now that you can put in this what if, and I can say, kill Bob. And all of a sudden it's like a button, like on your iPhone, you know, when you switch your settings, right? It's a button, and then it'll show the money just going voomp, and it'll run right out. And then let Bob live, the money lasts, right? So it's a little visual aspect, and our families that we work with can actually get on and play with that themselves. What if I die? What if I became disabled? What if?
Simulator.
Right? That's a simulator type thing, right? And it's awesome to be able to do that, but it's one thing that we don't do. We don't think about it. And maybe it is because we're half you know, fool type people for the most part that we think things will stay status quo or get better.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Out of sight, out of mind. And
we're all guilty of doing that sometimes. Yep,
and I do believe, and this is just to be honest, I don't know what it is. I do believe that some people retire and they really don't believe they're going to live that much longer. The funny thing is when they wake up 20 years later, they still think the same way. Right. Okay. But that doesn't really work, right? It doesn't really work to just think yourself to death, honestly. So, you know, you've got to be able to say, you know, frankly, here's where we're at and here's what we need to do with our planning, correct? Right. And we don't think about that. So, you know, for those married couples, you not only have to address everything that that single person had to address, right? When it came to the well-being, when it came to who is going to take care of you, when it came to second marriages, yes, you have to plan for those too.
Right.
And actually, yours is a little nastier to plan for. But you also have to plan for the money. The money is a big piece of all of this. So for years, you know, we have a saying, it's what you don't know that you don't know that will hurt you.
Right.
Well, today you know it. So do something about it.
Don't put it off because tomorrow might be too late.
That's right. My name is Angela Robinson with Kennedy Financial Services here in Eastland, Texas. Again, tweet us. Do you have a plan for being single? We appreciate everyone listening to the show every week, of course. And God bless you and go Cowboys!
Life Planning 101 right here on KTX KWBY.
Thank you for joining us for Life Planning 101, brought to you by Kennedy Financial Services of Eastland. Tune in every Monday morning at 8:30 on KATX and again on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock on KATX and KWBY for more Life Planning 101.
Advisory services offered through Smart Money Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Calton & Associates, Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Kennedy Financial Services, Incorporated is an independent of Calton & Associates. Incorporated and Smart Money Group, LLC.